I hear the music. You hear the music? Oh, and you hear that music. Connect them. I'll connect them for you. Hey, 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 what do you say? Are the politicians driving the whole world crazy? You know they are. I don't know which politicians are worse, the Democrats or the Labour Party over in the UK. Nothing but horrid, stupid people getting paid money, and all they do is waste taxpayers' money and do nothing except blab and grandstand in front of the cameras. And this is what we call government. Pathetic bunch of losers. All of them. Maybe there's one or two good ones. I mean, you got to decide for yourself on these things. Out of 535 people in the U.S. Congress, how many do you think are really honest, good, doing something for the people, politicians? Three? Four? Maybe only two. It's that bad, you could probably count them on one hand. Anyhow, it's just sickening to turn on the TV, and all they're talking about is the stupid impeachment stuff. It's going nowhere. It doesn't really make any sense. Well, let me tell you something we ought to be talking about. Chemtrails, that's right. They're still poisoning the air we breathe in. It's insane, I'm telling you. You know, I mean, does anybody listening to me here, do you actually ever look up into the sky and you see these planes leaving these trails of smoke, it looks like, and they just hang there? And regular people have investigated this. The news won't touch it. Mainstream media, they're not permitted to talk about it. Even other radio shows are not permitted to talk about it. Even politicians don't want to talk about it. Mayors of towns don't want to talk about it. I mean, it's insane. Concerned citizens have done the homework. We know there's all kinds of poison toxins in there. There's even insect DNA, and we're breathing that shit down when it finally falls to the ground. And plenty of aluminum and radioactive barium and all kinds of other bad poisons are in there. It's killing all life on planet Earth, not just us. It's killing other animals. It's harming the bees. It's killing the trees. And it's slowly killing us. Chemtrails, that's right. And why isn't anybody doing anything about it? You know, I'll tell you one thing. What's with all our military generals? They have to know what's going on. Why are they just allowing this to happen, you know? I tell people every week about the Magna Carta. That great document came out of England, and it was 1215 or something like that. And it empowered people with the right to legal rebellion. Well, you know, something has to be done. We have that right to legal rebellion from the Magna Carta, much of which the U.S. Constitution had borrowed from. And in fact, no taxation without representation, I believe, is in the Magna Carta, too. Hey, there's any Magna Carta experts out there? It's a call-in radio show. Call in and tell us what else is in the Magna Carta. But just that alone, the right, the document granted people the right to a legal rebellion. And so maybe this message is to the generals in the U.S. military. Legal rebellion, yeah. You see those planes going up. Most of them don't have markings on them. You check the your records to see what's being ordered to put in those canisters they spray from, and you'll see, like, what the hell is going on? You have a right to question this stuff. Stop with the just following orders routine. That's what the Nazis did, you know? You don't want to be cast in the boat with them, you know? And that's no legitimate excuse. Oh, well, I had to follow orders. Well, when the case is happening that some subversive organization has infiltrated our military, infiltrated our government, and is slowly poisoning us by poisoning the air we breathe, not to mention all the other bad things they're doing to us, that is a reason for legal rebellion. We're not supposed to just stand around, twiddle our thumbs, and watch them slowly kill us. I mean, does anybody have any guts anymore? What is this? You know, the world full of cowards? Where's all the American patriots? Where's the patriots in the military? The generals and stuff? Why aren't you dealing with this? Stop grandstanding in front of the TV cameras and either bad-mouthing Donald Trump or talking about something else. This is the most serious issue going. This is more serious than the friggin' terrorists. If you can't understand that, I don't know. Are you brain dead? I don't mean to be rude, but damn it. If I had all those stars and I was a 4-star general, 5-star general, whatever, you know, if I had that authority, I certainly would be catching the president's ear and saying, look, this is, we can't allow this to happen. This is like a slow kill invasion that's going on. And that's exactly what it is. You know, it's the New World Order. They're ruling every country in the world practically right now, and they're ruling the militaries too. And they're the ones behind this. Because they want to lower the population, get rid of 95%. You realize how many people it is to get rid of 95% of the population? This is their agenda. They posted it on the Georgia Stones back in the early 80s. Look it up. You'll see. They're telling us to our faces, hey, this is what we're planning on doing, lowering the population to 500 million. That translates into you got to get rid of 95% of the people living, and they've got all these plans going. Chemtrails is just one of them, you know? They're conning people into taking toxic vaccines, you know? They're doing all kinds of bad things. They're feeding people GMOs. In fact, the latest information is, let me just wake everybody up here. They've been expecting McDonald's meat. Well, not only did they find horse meat, they found human meat. You got that? Human meat being used by McDonald's. They mix them up all together and you'll never know the difference, probably. Hey, if you're a science fiction fan, there's that classic movie from about 1970, Soylent Green, where they would take the bulldozers out or the scoopers up at the end of the day, all the people that died from whatever reason, and they'd put them in garbage trucks and they'd drive them to the factory plant and put them on the conveyor belt. Now at the other end of the big machine, they put all the dead bodies on the conveyor belt with the clothes on and everything. And outside the other end of the machine came these little chips. And the media was in on it, too. That's right. And they were telling the people, oh, scientists have found a new source of food for our overpopulated world. Soylent Green from deep in the ocean. But the real deal was, they were, you know, people were being forced to become cannibals. Because they would give the food free out to the poor once a day, and the people would be fighting over these little Soylent Green chips when actually they were chips made out of human dead bodies. And this is how they were feeding the larger population. And government was behind it. Mainstream media was in on the sham, just like today, you know? And, in fact, recently, there's even been public announcements that these so-called scientists are advocating, yeah, we should become barbarians again. Well, we are in a certain way. They found human meat in McDonald's warehouses. Come on. You know? I mean, that's how far out of hand the situation is. You know? poisoning the air, poisoning the food, poisoning the water. Yeah, about your tap water system, you know. Any tap water system that has fluoride in it, they're destroying your spiritual connection, your pineal gland. It calcifies it. Look it up. Well, I just had to bring all that stuff out, you know. That was a good slogan, down with chemtrails. Yeah, if the generals in our military had the proper attitude and the guts, unless they're part of the sham, they should be giving the order to shoot down those planes. It's illegal to have planes flying around the U.S. without markings on them. And it's illegal to be spraying poison in the air we breathe. Who authorized this crap? Huh? The devil himself? I mean, it's unbelievable. People have to start squawking. I hate to bring this up every now and then, but, you know, it has to be brought up because nobody's doing anything. For God's sake, if there's anybody out there willing to do something, lift a finger to stop these damn chemtrails, for starters, call into the show and let's connect. Let's make something happen. I mean, it's not hard to think up a plan B to deal with this. You can forget about the government doing anything. They've all been bribed sufficiently or terrorized sufficiently to keep their trap shut, or they'll lose their cushy little job and won't be able to ride the gravy train no more. That's right. New World Order will rip up their lifetime pass to ride the gravy train. They don't want that. And they would rather see everybody die, including their own families, including themselves. They're going to get sick from this eventually. Hey, if there's any patriot out there, doesn't even have to be the United States, in the world, that wants to do something to stop these chemtrails, hey, call in. Number here is 888-627-6008. Because we, the people in the private sector, are going to have to tackle these issues. And just a reminder, yeah, that's why I'm running for president as a write-in candidate. Sure, chances are one in a million I could get elected, but I'm going to take that chance because it's better than doing nothing. Besides that, I'm the only one who knows how to address and solve all the problems simultaneously. The only one. I know they're not listening, but I dare any of those fake presidential candidates call in, and I'll quickly ask you a few key questions, and you'll be going humming, humming, humming. You won't know what to say because you're uninformed. You don't have the knowledge. Even President Trump doesn't have the knowledge. Sure, he has a few talents. You know, everybody has a few talents. You know, I mean, if you're in another part of the world, you probably don't give a shit what's happening here in the U.S., but you looked at that guy, Adam Schiff. They catch him with his eyeballs popped open all the time with the cameras because that's, you know, they can't stop idiots like that, but we can have a little fun laughing at them. Man, when he pops his eyes out, if that ain't the look of somebody insane or demonically possessed, and this guy is allowed to run the impeachment committee or whatever, and he's already been proven a liar. Of course, what's that? People working for the federal government have a free pass to lie as much as they want. I believe they do, because that's the way it's playing out. Hey, listen, if there's anybody out there who's invited the Pleiadians to land their small craft on their property, hey, call in the show and tell us about it. We all like to hear. You know, most of us don't have that secluded small piece of property to call them. Hey, Pleiadians, come here. You're welcome to land on my property. Yeah, this is a real thing going on now, you know. Or would you rather talk about how the earth is flat? Boy, I'm telling you, I don't understand how people can actually even dream of talking about that. There's no logic to it. The things they try to come up with as proof, it's like, oh my God. Yeah. Please. go back to the drawing board. Just for the record, not that this is the proof, but it's actually mentioned in the Bible that the earth is round. Go ahead. Now argue that point too. All right? Yeah, flat. I don't know. Hey, call up. If you believe the earth's flat, and tell us why the proof you have that the earth is flat. But be warned, I will mock you severely for everything ignorant you say. Yeah. Talk about flat. You know, there's an old joke. Oh, my Lord. I don't know if I should tell this joke, but maybe why not, you know? No, I can't tell it. I can't tell it because somebody will get a complain about it because they have virgin ears. Oh, that's right. And just to remind everybody, you think things are crazy here in the U.S., you ought to watch, pay attention to what's going on over in Britain. They arrest people for using hurty words, they call them. If you say something insulting to somebody, you can actually get arrested for it over there. And there's people, in fact, all somebody, the legal system has gotten so insane over there. If you don't like somebody, you can go to the police and say, he said hurty words towards me, and they'll come and arrest you. The person you point out, even though they didn't hear that person say anything or see him do anything, but they'll just take the word of the accuser and arrest the person. I mean, is that a reverse of turning the table on justice or what? That's what's going on in Great Britain. Oh, and Sweden is setting all the world's records. Did you know that? Yeah, I mean, people are tweeting this on Twitter all the time. Swedistan, they call it. You know, all the migrants from Pakistan. Oh, they've taken over the country, and now the new name is Swedistan. Plus, the police don't know how to stop the rape gangs. Golly gee, what should we do? And the police don't do anything. They run from when they see the migrants coming. That's what's being tweeted out there. What do I know? I wouldn't waste my time going to that country. I mean, and that's a socialist country, too. Yeah, socialism, great. Great for dealing with migrants. Great for idiots. I don't know. But then again, I do know. And Sweden is setting records, like the most number of rapes per month, the most number of this, and they're all bad categories. Well, that's what happens when you let a bunch of untrustworthy, undesirable people into your nation and bend over backwards for them. They're not going to thank you. They're going to take advantage of you, like, because that's how a lot of these migrant people are. Oh, that's a racist statement. No, it's not. It's an accurate statement. And like the one E.T. said to the other E.T. on the backside of the moon while they're listening to all our conversations, who are these racists I keep hearing about? And the other E.T. says, are they the ones that drive the cars fast around the oval track? The racist, yeah. You think we have stupid politicians here. Boy, you should, because I follow what's going on over in Britain on Twitter, because my heritage is of the British Isles. Anyhow, they have some real dummies over there. There's this one, I guess we could call her a woman. who's in the government, and they she's always out there trying to say something, but virtually saying nothing. She tried to ad-lib a conversation about a week ago. She couldn't do it. She actually couldn't ad-lib a simple conversation. So this week, they have her sitting in front of a teleprompter machine, and she's reading off the teleprompter with teleprompter face. And, well, I guess she proved she could read off the teleprompter. Still, you know, she's making it too obvious. And these are the kind of people that could be the next generation rulers of Great Britain. You know, anytime we think we're doing bad, we all have to do is look at what they're doing in Great Britain, the United Kingdom, whatever you want to call it. They are destroying their society. And the people are complaining that about all the things the migrants are getting away with, and the only response they get threats of being arrested, and some of them do get arrested, just for speaking their mind about what's going on. Talk about destroying a democratic type system. Of course, it's not a democracy, just like the United States is not a democracy. It's plutocracy here. And it's far from a democracy. It's a republic, really. You know, most people don't realize that. America is a republic, too. Yeah. Most countries are republics. It'd be nice if we had a voter all referendum type government in one country at least, but no siree. Anyhow, if you didn't know that already, well, now you do. And all I got to say is, where are the tachyon chambers? I've talked about them before. Tachyons are amazing particles. They existed before the elements did. And they won't interact with matter, no matter what. But they do have an influence on bringing matter, or things made out of matter, into proper balance. And we all need a little more proper balance. Hey, all I got to say is, are you the party in kind? Well, you know, probably don't even know what the party in kind is, unless you've been out to clubs a lot. But if you got the time, go on YouTube, enter my name. Rather, just skip that. Go to the music, you know. YouTube gives you choices. Music, blah, 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 or blah, blah. Click the music button. And at the bar at the top of the page, it takes you, put in the name of my song. Are you the party in kind? P-A-R-T-hyphen party, P-A-R-T-Y hyphen N. That's how I spell it. And watch it. You'll be impressed. You're even more so. Watch my punch in the information bar, the same information bar. Punch in my song, Let Me Coax You On. It'll lift you up. And, of course, guess what? There's a new video coming out next week. I didn't quite make the deadline for tonight's show, but next week, I'm finally putting it out there, the video for the song I end my show with, titled, I Gotta Be Somebody. Yep, the video for that is coming out between now and next week's show. It'll be out there. What other songs do I have? Oh, hey, just go see the Subway Fantasy movie. It's out there, you know? Again, go to YouTube, click on the music button, and then in the information bar, key in the words, Subway Fantasy. But you gotta spell it P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. It's my special way of spelling fantasy. Subway Fantasy. I spell it different so it'll be distinguishable from all the other songs that might have used that word in them. And that's the way I'm dealing with it. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you've got something to say, hey, you can call in 888-627-6008. That's right. If you have a telephone, you can actually do this. Do you realize that? Why hasn't your government told you that? Hey. What are the three funniest letters in the alphabet? You won't know the answer to this one unless you have been following American politics. What are the three funniest letters of the alphabet? A, O, C. Figure it out. What are the most amazing letters of the alphabet? It's probably LSD. But hey, that's a debatable one. I'm amazed that there's actually people on Twitter that are dealing this stuff. I don't know how they get away with it, but it's out there. They're dealing, and of course, dealing marijuana now, but they're also advertising, what could we call it? Blotter, which is LSD on paper. And they're also selling the DMT, the miracle drug, we could call it, or miracle formula. DMT, your body makes it under extreme situations, but you can use it to kind of like get high. How about that? Hey, you want to get high? Climb a mountain. What can I say? I had to say it because it was there. And if you happen to be stuck in traffic somewhere, just remember the government creates traffic jams on purpose. That's right. They want to frustrate you as much as possible because it's easier to make a frustrated person sick than a healthy one. And, of course, who's doing all the bad things in the government? Any government, it's the people who control the government from behind the scenes. They dish out the work schedules. They demand that their puppets, the people we thought we elected, are really puppets that have been put out there for us to elect. And then we've been conned into believing, yeah, we've got it under control, you know? We stacked up our chips and placed our bet. Let me tell you something. Government is public enemy number one. You know, we need to replace this republic-type government with another type of situation. Another authoritative structure that actually serves the people, responds to the people. I mean, referendums are good. I've been advocating a referendum-type government where only the voters make the laws and decide what's going to be put into effect. Politicians will be demoted to clerks. Clucks, or whatever you want to call them. But they can't be trusted. You know, I'm sick of people hearing, talking about in America here, about the Constitution. Hey, the Constitution is a good document, but they keep talking about the forefathers and their wisdom. Well, let me tell you something. The forefathers who set up a great program for back in the day, 1776, hey, they're, back in that day, you needed to have a representative type government because we didn't have fast speed travel. We didn't even have telephones back then. So a republic type of government made sense. And of course, there was the unofficial reason for starting the electoral votes to elect the president. Because it was decided that, well, we want to make sure, one of their favorite statements, make sure, we want to make sure that the public doesn't vote in a total idiot, you know? I mean, leave it to the public, especially back then, they could have voted in Mother Goose. You know, because it sounded funny, so they all went out and voted for it. But in this day and age, it's a complete turnaround. The general public knows a lot more about what's going on, and they know a lot more about solutions than the so-called real government. That's right. That's exactly what they do. That's exactly where it's at, too. The public is smarter than the politicians. So there's no need for an electoral voting system anymore. It's just, confusing the issue. Only the governors of every state would agree, let's get rid of our electoral votes. Of course, the ones that have the most votes will say, no, you're not going to cheat me. And that's why it may never happen. Not to mention that politicians don't want to stop riding the gravy train they're on. They want to keep up all the shams and fiascos until they're ready to retire. And what's that new sign being hung on the in front of all government buildings nowadays? No bribes under $100,000 will be accepted. Talk about being greedy and fussy and trying to squeeze every drop of blood out of you and every other body who's a working person. Yep, that's what the government's trying to do. They're trying to squeeze every drop of blood out of you and you and you. And they're getting away with it. Even when it seems like they're not getting away with it, the people that are in that center car with the fiddle player, they won't even tell him to shut up. You know, they'll pretend nothing's happening like most people do now in social situations. People don't no longer say hello to each other. You know? That's it. What can we say? This type of behavior is contagious. It's not good. You know, it makes you want to call to the universe, help me, save me, take me off this crazy world. Let me see. Let me see. You see with your eyes, not with your hands. Who hasn't heard that one before? One potato, two potato, three potato, four, yeah. Let's play jacks. All I got to say is, hey, listen. If you don't know that the aliens are all in our solar system now, waiting for that final moment, you're not paying attention to what's happening. I mean, this has been talked about for a lengthy amount of time on the social networks. And if you just listen to mainstream media, now you're probably really lost on all of this stuff. Because they're still trying to pretend that there's no life out there. They're still trying to pretend we're still searching for it. Is that a joke or what? Okay. It's a call-in radio show. You know, I took for a short while, I was following Cheech and Chong. So I tweeted them both, hey, call into my radio show and I'll match you joke for joke. We'll see who gets the biggest laughs. And no response. You know, I mean, like, well, I can understand they're famous people. They probably have paid people to read their tweets to them. But, you know, we could be all telling jokes right now. These unresponsive so-called comedians. Huh. That's all I got to say. So there's just so many things going down right now, happening in this world, where it's a suggestible thing to do to get perhaps a multivitamin. Yeah, that'd be good to take. I might take one after the show, because the show must go on. So anyhow, that's it, listeners. If you listen to the show before, you know the last song of the show is my original anthem called I Gotta Be Somebody. And the video for that I Gotta Be Somebody will be out on YouTube before next Saturday. And it's entertaining, like all the videos I have put together. Hey, all I gotta say is, where's these tachyon chambers I've been hearing about? I also heard they are $25,000 a piece. Oh yeah, give me 10 of them. The only person who has one that I've talked to, I had a high roll collared shirt on, and the first thing they said was, because I had a couple of buttons unbuttoned, they looked at me like I was being indecent. And there was no indecency going on. But either way you slice it, a banana is still a piece of fruit. I just pulled that out of the air somewhere. I felt I had to say it. Artificial intelligence is creeping into your life, whether you want it to or not. They're getting so technical now. A simple thing like a simple copy machine, going to the store, it's hard to find. But, can I say? Except, you know, there's pyramids all around the world buried under mountains. And who knows what kind of effect is being broadcast out the top. All those buildings with the antennas everywhere. I don't know how people can enjoy a meal like that because I just don't know. I mean, I expect a normal amount of sauce on things. Or as the older folks say, gravy. Chain of command structures are being used against you, me, and any one of our friends probably too. Chain of command structures are being used against all of us. And that's the way they want it. Totally unfair, though. And pyramids are amazing objects. Hey, you can find out all you need to know about pyramids in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's available everywhere. Just look for it. You can get it on your tablet. You can download it. But just remember, when you do get it, that's it. Just remember when you do get it. Do you know that doctors are still telling people with migraine headaches that they're telling them misinformation? In fact, that'd be a good name for a comedy movie. Doctor Misinformation, You're Wanted by the networks. They delve into misinformation. Yeah, misinformation, she was a teacher of mine back in junior high school. She just makes these things up on the spot. All I got to say is, if you know how to draw a six-pointed star, and then if you draw a spiral, six-pointed star, you know, kind of composed of two equal lateral triangles, or we could say 12 equilateral triangles. We'll figure out the difference between those two. And you put a spiral on each of the points of the star, so it's perfectly balanced, and then you do two giant circles that meet in the center to form a psychopisces. I hope that's how you pronounce it. And you make it big enough, the image will move of its own volition, yep. Whereas if you just made that image on a 8.5 by 11, nothing would happen. So size does matter. And of course it's not just size, you gotta know what to do with something too. Oh yeah. Hey, do you know the rules of play? Well, you should know the rules of play. Keep yourself out of trouble, because the rules are pretty complicated. And sometimes you don't find out what the rules really are until you get a ticket. Yeah. And tickets are easy to get here on the East Coast. You know, we have agencies called the Division of Motor Vehicles. Except this is kind of like what used to be a standard Jay Leno joke when he was doing his last couple of years up there. When something was brought to his attention and it had to be chopped down, he would offer use some pathetic-looking saw, but of course he would say, no. We have to monitor the thing by filming it, and we're going to do it in real time. And if, just in case you didn't realize, I've got 3 YouTubes out there, plus my Subway Fantasy on YouTube, so we could say it's 4 YouTubes out there. And I'm going to start to putting up, if I can do one a week, I'll continue this until I run out of original songs. But that'll be a long, long way down the road, because I've got such a catalog of original songs. It's almost uncountable. Yeah. And You know there's a collective consciousness. That's all I gotta say. Our minds are connected in a certain way with fellow human beings. That's why when certain major events happen on Earth, it kind of resets people's thinking into reset people's thinking back where it should be. Hey, this is an educational show. And the educative lesson for today is people have to widen their scope of understanding. People need to look around. Where's at all the paintings they have of all the artifacts they're holding on to, of all the other things that they don't really need, and start making decisions. What am I really going to hold on to, and what should I get rid of? Because we're running with two timelines now, and the message is you need to, if you want to stay in the old timeline, well then just limit yourself to just watching old videos and looking at old pictures. But if you're interested in moving up, doing your part in moving up the collective consciousness of the human race in a town nearby, then you should write in the name nobody. Anyhow, look into those things and see what you can do, or you'll be turned into a smart meter. Ugh. How horrid. Let me tell you, if you're a smart person, you've been setting your intentions all along. That's right. Setting intentions is an important thing to do. And guess what? Everything else will be more important when we finally get our missing DNA restored. So, because we need that to fabricate some more beings for these fussy elite band members that want to have everything their way. But it can be done, you know. At least I know I can do it. I can accommodate most people with most things because I've been through the mill. I've walked the road. I've traveled the path. I climbed to the top of the mountain to see what's on the other side. As the Hollywood movie said, that was what was on the other side of the mountain. Film me another violent movie. Now there's a tough question to ask somebody. You ought to ask people in Hollywood. Are you capable of making a movement that does not have violence or some kind of subversive plot to it? Probably not. I mean, all I've got to say, I proved you don't need violence in a movie or a subversive plot with my 32-minute movie called Subway Fantasy. Hey, you know, music can be used to change the world. And that's one of the reasons I put some of it out there and will continue to put more out, whether I get paid for it or not. In fact, it means more when I'm taking the time to do this and not getting paid than if I was getting paid. Because it's all on my time. And whatever I've been doing lately, it's I have to turn all of my projects into solo projects. What can we get rid of that we don't want? Well, everything. Because we have to shed our skin, so to speak. If we want to evolve, it's time for the Earth to evolve. you know? And it's probably going to be abracadabra again. I would like it to see something different, but if they're going to just stick with that, yeah, I can deal with it. It's a nice color, aqua. But there's plenty of other things to fill in. The Anunnaki got false gods from the past, still fighting it out, perhaps. Died when it happened, but they were out there playing the role of life, just like I was. And, man, they played it up. Let me tell you. You know, it's so stupid and annoying. All these bad things happening in the world, the solutions are known, but the government, the people who are supposed to be taking care of these situations, like flooding, or, you know, they're not making an effort to really take care of anything. They just want to report on it, you know. Basically, that's it. They don't want to fix anything, really. They just want to report on how it could be played out, how stupidly it could be done. And just a reminder to everybody, hey, this is BBS Radio. This is Station 1. This is your host, Tom Edison. Station 1. Yeah, with the special plate to identify it. And my show is Connect the Dots. So if you go down to my show, Station 1, 10 p.m. Saturday, Pacific Time, and click on the name of my show, that'll take you to places you want to go. And you'll quickly take notice of my CD Baby piece of clothing that's laying on the seat there. Yeah, it just happens to be something that I gave someone a ride and they left it in the car. Except, you know, it disappeared off the face of the earth, so I guess it's going to get dropped in a clothing box or something. Hey, this stuff happens all the time. You know, the government is blurring truth for you. Mainstream media is blurring truth. The blurring of truth with generalizations. You know, he's a four-star general, generalization himself. He likes to generalize things. But that's a blurring of truth. When all these politicians are talking about the left, the right, the middle, that's blurring truth. Because it's just giving you a vague picture, and it gives everybody the opportunity to imagine their own vague picture of what the left is, or the right, or the center, or the middle center, or the extraterrestrial. But those ETs, they get their little grubby hands into everything. Hey, the good ETs are here to help us. They're bringing on the event. They call themselves the Galactic Federation of Light, or the Galactic Confederation. Confounded those federations, but they're here. That's so funny when they do those commercials, you know, talking about, well, we're going to send up more spacecraft, send the spacecraft going out of the solar system to look for life. Meanwhile, the life is all about you right here. They're hiding out on our planet. And that's how ignorant these scientists are. But anyhow, back if you click on the name of my show, Connect the Dots, the first thing you're going to notice is the CD Baby link. That's where I have two albums of unbelievably beyond great, fantastic songs. One album is called Better Than Dylan because the album is better than anything Dylan ever put out. Yeah, absolutely. And he never had that many hits on one album. And then if you scroll down far enough, once you're on my show, reading things about me, learning about me, you can go to my presidential website from there. Just the stroke of the key. And, of course, you can go to CD Baby Music Store and listen to the songs. That's what's good about CD Baby. You can, you'll get a 29-second preview of every song that's there. So I got 23 songs on one album. You can get a 29-second preview of 20 of that many 23 songs. Amazing what you can get today for nothing, and that doesn't cost you a dime. But I tell you one thing, people better wake up, listening audience, and tell your friends, you know, we the common people need to take some actions, because the governments have become public enemy number one. That's right. And they are allowing everything bad to happen to all of us. They're allowing the chemtrail planes to spray the poison on us. They're allowing for tainted vaccines to be injected into your children. Plus, they're microwaving your children while in school harmfully. And these are all bad things. They're GMOing the food. They're chopping up human bodies into McDonald's hamburger meat. You know, I mean, it's sickening what's going on, but people need to talk to each other about these things and make commitments about doing something about it, because it isn't going to solve itself, the particular problem. And like I said, this is an educational show. If you had a banana and wanted to keep it fresh, you know what the best deal is? Put it under a pyramid. It could be a cardboard pyramid. It could be a precious metal pyramid. You decide. What can you afford? Yeah, it's the Bitcoin cryptography. The crypto coins. The Bitcoins versus the U.S. dollar. Place your bets now. And we'll just have to see what's happening. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. Hey, tell your friends, listeners, tell your friends to listen, to tune in. Perhaps you can find a few nervy people that you know, if you're listening, that are willing to call into this show. Because when somebody calls in and a different topic is brought up, and then the ad lib conversation goes from one thing to another, and it just explodes exponentially, because I'm pretty well knowledgeable about everything. And so, call up, and perhaps it'll be your lucky night, and, you know, there's no, I never put a time limit on it, so if you call the Brilliant Show and you're that interesting, well, we'll talk away for a half hour, 45 minutes or what. And it's time to end the show. And if you listen before, you know, first you're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? It asks the question, are you the party in kind? Are you? I am. Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Look for it on YouTube next week. And, okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to give you the countdown and just take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We'll be right back.
I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear. Made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop and look, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here to my stand without fear. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.